This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start off this morning with the weekly state crop report, and as we already know, the rain has significantly slowed down planting progress and kept farmers out of the fields over the past week. Statewide, the average temp was 58 degrees, and that's 1.3 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 1.64 inches, or 0.74 inches, above normal. There were about 2.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending on May 1st. Topsoil moisture supply rated 3% short, 71% adequate, and 26% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated 6% short, 77% adequate, and 17% surplus. Corn planted was at 66%, and that's up 24 percentage points from last week's number. And corn emerged was at 25% compared to last year's number of 11% and the five-year average of 12%. Soybeans planted was at 9%, and winter wheat that had headed jumped to 29%, and that's up 27 percentage points from last week. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 27% fair, 54% good, and 14% excellent. And now we'll check in with a local farmer for his very own crop update. Phil Vonderhaar farms in Bond County and says the rain we've seen is going to prevent field work this week. We've talked with you before, but could you remind us again where you're located and how many acres you have?
Located south of Greenville, Illinois, in Bond County. Farm corn, soybeans, and wheat, and just shy around 3,000 acres.
All right, and I know the rain has slowed things down for a lot of people over the last week, but how has planting been coming along for you?
Corn planting has been coming along nicely. We had a nice few weeks there, dry weather and spurts. We were able to complete our corn planting, although some of those acres are still questionable whether what kind of stand we might have with the recent rains we've received. As far as other progress in Bond County, there's guys that are completely done with corn. There's even a few bean acres in the ground, but then there's some operators that might be, 40 to halfway percent on corn yet. It just depends on where the rains hit and how things have progressed in accordance with that.
And any plans as it's Monday, as you're looking on through the end of the week, what do you think you're going to be working on this week?
This week we're just hoping for some sunshine and a little wind to help dry things out. At our farm we've received close to 2.5 inches of total rainfall last week, so the fields are pretty saturated, and with the cooler night temperatures it might take a little while to dry out. So barring a miraculous drying event, I don't think we'll be doing much field work this week.
Once again, that update from Phil Vonderhaar in Bond County. And moving on now, with the passing of the National Bison Legacy Act by Congress, bison have been receiving more attention than normal over the past week. The act, if signed by the president, will name bison as the national mammal of the United States. Illinois seems to be doing its part in supporting the national symbol, as 5 American bison were born at the Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie, which is located in Wilmington, Illinois. I talked with a couple folks from the prairie, one of those being environmental education specialist Wendy Trasouthick. Wendy said the prairie is federal property and is located about an hour from Chicago.
Madewin is located on Route 53, otherwise known as Historic Route 66 in Wilmington, Illinois. So that's in southern Will County. We are with the U.S. Forest Service, so it's a federal property. It's public open land. And we're about an hour's drive southwest of the Chicagoland metro area.
Bison were introduced to Madewin last year, and the birth of the 5 bison last week was a pretty big deal, according to Acting Supervisor Kurt Steele.
Yeah, that's right. We just introduced bison last November, and they are an experimental bison herd that we brought in to help restore the prairie, and they actually just recently had some calves, and we're actually now up to 8 calves right now, healthy calves, so we're pretty excited about that. I think the exciting news is it's the first bison calves on Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie, so that's why it's exciting for us. In terms of nationally, of course, there's some wild herds out there as well. I wouldn't call them domestic, but there are some herds out there that are used for cattle or cattle type raising. And every year they obviously are able to have calves, and we're lucky enough to have 8 of them healthy right now, and hopefully a few more on the way.
According to Wendy, the bison are a tool to help restore the prairie, and that's the main reason they were added to the grounds.
Now, Madewin is a relatively young Forest Service unit. It was established with the Land and Conservation Act in 1995, and since the beginning, they had talked about having bison here as a tool for restoring the tallgrass prairie. So it's been talked about for so long, and it finally is happening. So when I mean a tool for restoration, prairie relies on trauma to stay healthy. So fire is a tool we use for managing the prairie. Also, large grazers like bison are native to the prairie. So even though it might seem kind of destructive to have these big 1,000 or 2,000-pound animals on the prairie, it's actually healthy and rejuvenating. So it is a useful tool for us. It, of course, attracts the public quite a bit as well.
Kurt and Wendy also went on to explain the purpose of Madewin. Instead of preserving land, which is the most common purpose of national parks, they are working to restore the land and prairie grass that's native to Illinois.
It was an old arsenal base, Army arsenal base, so we're actually restoring it. So it's not as much of a preserving as really restoring it back to what it was native, and trying to create a native tallgrass prairie from many years of use by the Army. And that's kind of where we're sitting now. Do you have anything to add, Wendy?
No, that's about it. This ecosystem is a globally rare ecosystem. Illinois is known as the prairie state. We have less than 1/100th of native tallgrass prairie in the state, so practically none. So places like this can now be a showcase piece to show what, in fact, is the tallgrass prairie. It's been gone since the early, mid-1800s with the invention of the steel plow. So it's not something anybody has a memory of, not me, not you, not our grandparents, not our great-grandparents. So we're restoring something that people don't have a love for necessarily because they have no memory of it. So we're not only rebuilding the land, we're rebuilding the love of that ecosystem.
And we're still obviously being only 20 years into this restoration project, you know, we still have a long ways to go to get this fully restored, and many, many years and lots of money to accomplish this.
The public is invited to visit the prairie, and Wendy says all the information about tours and visiting can be found on their website.
We have all sorts of programs. Our tour season, what we refer to as our tour season, is during the warm season month. It's from the beginning of April to the end of October. Folks can get that information online on our website if you Google Madewin. Our program and events guide is on there in a PDF form. You can also come on into the Welcome Center and get it there. And that's going to be different programs. They're all free, open to the public, mostly on Saturdays. And they're either heritage or history programs related to the history on site. Maybe it's the arsenal history, Native American history. We have some archaeology programs. We have nature-based programs. Perhaps it's a birding hike, a wildflower hike, bicycle rides. We have events, all sorts of things. It's all on there for the public, and it's their land, so check it out and call to reserve, and we'll save you a spot.
Once again, Kurt Steele and Wendy Trasouthick of the Madewin National Tallgrass Prairie in Wilmington, Illinois. And if you'd like to see the bison, you can visit the prairie anytime, or you can attend their special event called the Madewin Bison Expedition that's happening this Saturday on May 7th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.